Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Today, for the first time in recent history, Christians are not marking Holy Week with the large public gathering known as the Palm Sunday procession. I'm sure many of us feel a sense of loss over this, because Palm Sunday is one of the most memorable days of the church year. Whether it's the amusement of welcoming a live donkey to church, the surreal experience of processing through a busy street in robes and song, or the sheer joy we feel at suspending just for a moment our Lenten penitence with an act of joyful praise, this year's Palm Sunday will be memorable for a very different reason. We are not at church. We are home, or at work, or in hospital. How then can we enter into the Palm Sunday story this Holy Week? We owe to St. Ignatius of Loyola the spiritual practice of imaginative engagement with Scripture, entering into the gospel scenes with the resources of our minds. As we reflect on this extraordinary scene, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, we can all do the same. We cannot reenact the events of that first Palm Sunday in the traditional way, but we can paint a picture in word and symbol of a procession which gave so much joy to that first crowd of followers. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. First, I ask you to consider whether there might have been two processions that first Palm Sunday, one from the west and one from the east. From the west came Pilate, Roman governor of Judea, on horse and chariot, accompanied by soldiers, armour glistening, weapons at the ready, in case the Passover celebrations got out of hand. And from the east came Jesus of Nazareth, in ordinary clothes, riding on a humble, borrowed donkey, unarmed, vulnerable. Matthew quotes the prophet Zechariah, "Look, your king is coming to you." What kind of king is this, and where is this procession going? The Palm Sunday story invites us to confront the kingship of Jesus, even though for many of us, a king is a distant figure of history, at best a benign figurehead, at worst a symbol of absolute power. Palm Sunday offers us three images or symbols for a king that would never have crossed our minds during a history lesson, a donkey, a tree branch, and a cross. What kind of king is this? And where is this procession going? First, the donkey. The donkey is to be contrasted from a war horse, representing peace over conflict. We also know that donkeys carry the loads of others. According to tradition, a donkey has carried this king once before on the journey to Bethlehem. This is a king who was born in poverty amongst farm animals. This is a king who, according to our first reading, was equal in power to the creator of the universe, but humbled himself to become a frail human being. What kind of king is this, who is humble, who refuses to exploit power, who serves others? And where is this procession going? This brings us to the next image in the story, the palm branch. Palm branches were a well-known symbol of kingship and victory, particularly in Roman culture. They were also seen as a symbol of peace, because victory signals the end of conflict or competition. When the crowds placed their branches on the road, they were looking expectantly to Jesus as the one who would bring victory, freedom from Roman oppression, and peace at last. They had glimpsed another kind of peace in the life and teachings of Christ, a peace not won through earthly displays of power, competing for strength, or promoting fear, but through humility, service, risk, and vulnerability. What kind of king is this, and where is this procession going? Well, we know the answer to this question as we ponder the most unlikely symbol of kingship, a cross. We traditionally distribute palm crosses today, and the palm cross merges together two symbols, the palm tree, the material of peace and victory, and the cross, the ultimate symbol of violence and suffering. We know where this procession is going. We know that it continued beyond the joy, praise, and triumph of today's gospel passage. We know that it led somewhere the crowd would never have imagined, their cry changing from Hosanna to Crucify in the space of a few days, their triumphant king crowned with thorns and suffering death, even death on a cross. What kind of king is this, and where is this procession going? As we continue to grieve, not only over the loss of our familiar Holy Week rituals, but more deeply over the great suffering we are seeing in our world at this time, it is only natural to ask, where is God in all this? We might return in our minds to those two processions, Pilate's procession, revealing an image of a king or ruler as an absolute monarch, controlling things from on high, Jesus of Nazareth's procession, revealing an image of a king as a servant, whose kingdom is won through humility, vulnerability, and suffering. Jesus reveals to us in this procession, and where it leads, that God is not an absolute monarch controlling things from above. God is a servant king who enters into the suffering of our world, who bears the pain with us, and who promises never, ever to leave us. That is where God is in all this. We are not at church this Palm Sunday. We are at home, at work, or in hospital. But we can still be part of this procession, following Christ to the foot of the cross and beyond, to the joy, victory, and peace of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.